Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course. User Journey for Product Manager in Business Intelligence. In this stage, we will delve into the essential tools and techniques that every product manager in the BI space should master. As we navigate through popular BI tools, data visualization best practices, and the emerging trends in real-time analytics and AI, you'll gain a comprehensive understanding that will empower your role transition. Let's embark on this journey together as we explore how to leverage technology effectively in the world of finance. Main content overview of popular BI tools, e.g., Tableau, Power BI, Looker. In today's data-driven world, business intelligence tools are the backbone of informed decision-making. Tableau, Power BI, and Looker are among the most popular tools that simplify data visualization and reporting. Tableau excels in creating interactive dashboards with a user-friendly interface, making it perfect for complex data sets. Power BI integrates seamlessly with Microsoft products, allowing users to leverage their existing Microsoft ecosystem while accessing real-time data. Lastly, Looker focuses on data exploration and allows for a more collaborative approach to analytics. Familiarizing yourself with these tools will set you up for success in your BI journey. Additionally, it's worth mentioning that each of these tools has different strengths. For example, Tableau is often favored for its advanced visualization capabilities, while Power BI is praised for its cost-effectiveness and integration with Excel. Understanding the unique features of each tool can help you choose the right one based on your specific project needs. Data visualization techniques and best practices. Data visualization is more than just creating pretty charts. It's about telling a story with your data. Techniques such as choosing the right type of chart, understanding color theory, and maintaining simplicity are crucial for effective visualization. For instance, when presenting financial data, using a bar chart to compare quarterly revenues can be much more impactful than showing raw numbers. Best practices also dictate that you should always consider your audience. What insights are they looking for? And how can you present the data in a way that resonates with them? For example, if you are presenting to a non-technical audience, using simple visuals and avoiding jargon can make your insights more accessible. Furthermore, using interactive elements, like tooltips or filters, can enhance audience engagement and understanding. Basics of dashboards and reporting. Dashboards are powerful tools that provide at-a-glance views of KPIs relevant to your business objectives. They combine multiple visualizations into a single interface. When designing dashboards, prioritize clarity and function. Ensure that the most critical data is easily accessible. Reporting, on the other hand, should focus on conveying insights rather than just data. Always relate your findings back to business objectives, as this will help stakeholders understand the impact of decisions made based on your reports. For instance, if your report shows declining sales, it should also highlight potential reasons and actionable steps to counteract the trend. In addition, consider incorporating storytelling techniques into your reports. By framing your data within a narrative, you can create a more compelling case for your conclusions and recommendations. Introduction to SQL for Data Querying. Structured Query Language, or SQL, is the language of data. Knowing the basics of SQL will allow you to extract and manipulate data efficiently. With SQL, you can query databases to gather the insights needed to make informed decisions. For example, you might write a query to retrieve customer transaction data from a financial database, which can then be analyzed to identify trends or opportunities for upselling. Understanding SQL empowers you to be more self-sufficient in your role. As you learn SQL, it can be helpful to practice with real-world scenarios. For instance, imagine you are tasked with finding the average transaction amount over the past year. Crafting a SQL query for this task will not only enhance your skills but also help you understand how to apply SQL to solve practical business challenges. Real-time analytics and its importance in finance. In the fast-paced finance sector, real-time analytics is not just a luxury, it's a necessity. The ability to analyze data as it comes in enables companies to make immediate decisions. Whether that's adjusting trading strategies or responding to customer inquiries. For instance, real-time dashboards can show fluctuations in stock prices, allowing traders to act swiftly based on current market trends. Recognizing the importance of real-time analytics will position you as a proactive leader in your organization. Moreover, consider how businesses can leverage real-time analytics for customer engagement. For example, financial institutions can use real-time data to personalize offers based on a customer's current spending behavior, enhancing customer satisfaction and loyalty. AI and machine learning in business intelligence. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are revolutionizing business intelligence. These technologies can automate data analysis, identify patterns, and even predict future trends. For example, AI-driven tools can analyze customer behavior and provide personalized recommendations, driving customer engagement and sales. As a product manager, understanding how to leverage AI in BI will not only enhance your tools but also give you a competitive edge in the market. Additionally, consider the role of predictive analytics in finance. By analyzing historical data, AI can forecast future market changes, allowing businesses to strategize effectively. A practical example of this is a retail bank using machine learning algorithms to predict which customers are likely to close their accounts, enabling them to take proactive measures to improve customer retention. Ethical considerations in data usage. Finally, as we harness the power of data, it's crucial to consider the ethical implications. Data privacy, consent, and ethical AI usage are topics that cannot be overlooked. Always ensure that your data practices comply with regulations and respect user privacy. Incorporating ethical considerations into your BI strategy will build trust with your customers and stakeholders, establishing your company as a responsible player in the finance industry. Furthermore, transparency is key in ethical data usage. For example, when using AI tools, clearly communicate how customer data is being used and the benefits it brings. This openness can foster trust and long-term relationships with clients, which is essential in the finance sector. Conclusion. As we wrap up stage 3, remember that mastering these tools and techniques is vital for your transition into a product manager in business intelligence. By understanding the landscape of BI tools, effective data visualization, and emerging technologies like AI, you are equipping yourself with the knowledge and skills necessary to navigate the complex world of finance. Reflection questions. How can you apply the knowledge of BI tools in your current role to enhance decision-making processes? In what ways can you implement data visualization best practices to better communicate insights to stakeholders? Consider the ethical implications of data usage in your organization. What steps can you take to ensure responsible data practices? Thank you for joining me on this journey through Stage 3. Your path to becoming a proficient product manager in business intelligence is well underway.